and a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Melissa said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my younger sister Bobby recently got a job at a hospital working in the records room. Mm-hmm. Pretty boring work, if you ask me. So mm-hmm. I thought you could hit her up with one of your phone taps. Mm-hmm. Here's her direct line. I'm sure you guys will dream up something great.
Okay, well, William Hassenpepper is not a real person, but he has an issue with something he just found out after his father's passing.
Oh, boy.
Needs to call Bobby at the hospital to clear some things up. Welcome to your phone tap.
Records room, this is Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. It's William Hassenpepper. I'm hoping you can help me with something.
What seems to be the problem?
Okay, well, it's kind of difficult for me to talk about, but I was actually born in your hospital. I need to find the charts or whatever from when I was a newborn.
Okay, I'm really not sure exactly what you mean. I mean, your primary care doctor should have all of the cumulative records.
Well, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure he's in on it, and I'm pretty sure it all starts with him, too.
Okay, you kind of lost me, though. I'm still not sure what you're talking about.
Well, Bobby, thank you for understanding, but it was kind of painful to talk about, but I just found out recently that I was circumcised.
You recently discovered this?
Yes, and it was done against my will.
Okay, well, usually your parents decide, so perhaps you should take this up with them.
Well, both of them are dead, Bobby. Thank you for reminding me. And my father was on his deathbed.
Oh, my goodness.
He whispered something to me, and I think it makes a lot of sense to me now.
Okay, I'm not really sure again, but...
Well, he said, son, I'm sorry that I let them... And then he passed on.
Oh, my gosh!
But... I'm pretty sure he was referencing my penis.
Oh,
well, I'm sorry about your loss, sir. Truly, I am. I'm unsure what this might have to do with me.
Well, maybe as a woman, you can't quite understand the pain that I'm going through, but this is a very serious issue to me.
Oh, no, sir, please. I mean, I can see that this is bothering you.
Listen, your hospital neutered me. They conned my father into signing a piece of paper, and for what?
No.
Make an extra buck. I was their firstborn, and they had no idea what they were doing.
Okay.
Oh, no. I mean, I can assure you that has nothing to do with it. I mean, did they have any more sons after you?
Well, yes, they did.
Okay, and were they circumcised as well?
Well, yes, all three of my brothers were circumcised, but I don't see where you're going with this. I've gone through my entire life with a soldier missing his battle helmet, and I mean, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Honestly, I don't. But if your younger brothers are all circumcised, then it's obviously it was the will of your parents. They make those decisions. I assure you, they're the ones who elected this procedure. And let me also just tell you that circumcision, it's very common. It's actually way more common than not getting circumcised.
Hmm. You know what? You sound like you're in on it.
In on what?
You know.
No.
Okay, well, maybe you're not in on it, but your sister Melissa definitely is in on it.
Oh, Melissa. Oh, my God, she's such a wreck. Who is this? Who am I talking to?
Bobby, hey, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX. And your sister set you up for a phone tap.
Oh, my God. I was trying so hard not to laugh. I've never had a call like this in my life. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Oh, you guys are good. You are good.
No, you are good. The professionalism was off the charts. Clearly, he was a little confused about the meaning of that
procedure. I just found out.
What? Like, he thinks he's neutered? Bless his heart.
Oh, shoot.
But,
all right.
I also think he's kind of confused. You have a helmet, right? You're not missing the helmet. Right?
Kelly, do you not know how it works?
I do know how it works, but I know it's...
Do we need to draw a diagram?
You have a helmet. It's the turtleneck that you're missing, right?
But the turtleneck comes up over the helmet. Do we need to... Here, let me draw a diagram for you, Kelly.
No, I know what it looks like. And to me, that looks like a helmet. Like you... You have a turtleneck. If you don't, you have the helmet. If you do, right? Am I crazy? Am I the only one that understood that?
But it covers... Okay.
The shape, though.
It covers!
It's like a hat.
Oh, my gosh. What are we arguing about right now? What are we arguing about?
You brought us into this!
All right. Anyways, that's your phone tap. I'm the one here who took a half a semester of pre-med, Kelly.
Hon, I feel like you didn't pay attention.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX.